The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce,
where diversity and opportunity are one.
From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections. Hi, I'm Carl Davis Jr. I'm your host, but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where we help all small businesses start, finance, grow, and even exit their businesses. We're located at 25 North 14th Street, downtown San Jose, or you can reach us via the web at blackchamber.com. Yeah, many times they say I interview the rock stars of Silicon Valley. You know, sometimes you just want to interview some folks that are making a serious difference. And I want to introduce a really good friend of mine, Mr. Albert Wright, and he's been just a great friend. He helped us with our Bay Area Black Youth Techathon. And what he's doing right now, I think, is going to inspire a lot of people. So welcome, Albert, to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Thank you, Brother Carl. Man, it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Well, I want to find out, you know, and I know a lot of people do. They want to find out, who is Albert Wright? And I know you're a husband, but tell me, who is Albert Wright? Tell me.
All right. Albert Wright, I've been married to my wife, Marcianelle Wright, Dr. Marcianelle Wright.
Oh, you better get that right, Doc.
Right. Yeah, exactly. She just completed her doctorate degree in nursing over at she was working over at Kaiser Permanente, mm-hmm. Father of three, Albert Wright II. I intentionally did not name him Jr. Wright II, preparing him for greatness. Hey. He's a director for a marketing, exportation firm in Atlanta, Georgia. Mm-hmm. Daughter, Yamoria Wright, she's a actress and inspiring executive director at ITV in Brooklyn, New York. Yeah. Our youngest daughter, Janisha Wright, she's a student, and she works over at Kaiser also.
Wow, man, wonderful.
We have wonderful daughter-in-law as leader. She's a manager for a company that deals with immigration, mm-hmm. and she telecommutes between Atlanta and Palo Alto, California.
Man, that's wonderful, Albert. Well, you know, that's good fruit from a good seed, and so I thank you and your wife for doing that.
thank you, man. God is good. And our granddaughter, Ava Lee Madison Wright, she wants to be everything. So we're getting her started to be everything.
Well, if she grows up something like you, you're such a community person. Albert, now I know you in many different facets. You know, I know you work for Lamb Research, but you're also with an organization called the 100 Black Men of Silicon Valley. Can you tell us a little bit about the work you do with the 100 Black Men in Silicon Valley?
Yes. The 100 Black Men of America is the national chapter of the 100 Black Men of Silicon Valley. Mm-hmm. I'm a co-chairperson for mentoring with the 100 Black Men here in Silicon Valley. I mentor over at Brunel Intermediate School, Santa Teresa High School, and making inroads in bringing in new high schools into what we call our CUBU Technology Tours 2.019. What that stands for is, if I can see you, Black man, black woman. Mm-hmm. If I could see you, Latino brother, Latino sister, in STEM careers, then I can inspire to be you.
Mm.
And so what we do with the 100 is we take our youth into various tech companies here in the Valley. September 17th, we were again over at NASA Ames Research Center mm-hmm. when the president's plane touched down.
Mm.
Right there at NAS Moffitt Field, which is near and dear to my heart, because when I first came out to California from Gary, Indiana, with the U.S. Navy, I was stationed right there at NAS Moffitt Field at Hangar 1. And it was basically my vocational training for electronics and avionics systems. With the 100, I'm able to introduce our African-American Latino students and children of color. We partner with various Latino and African-American organizations within the tech companies, a professional African-American organization, professional Latino organization, so that we can bring our youth in so that they can see someone who looks like them, see you, be you. And we call it the technology tours because as this was given birth in 2016, being in the tech field, I wanted to introduce our students to scanning electron microscopes, the robotics that are featured in a lot of the tech equipment, the computers, the telepresence that was used, IT. So back in 2001, when I finally got my my dream job of being a senior field service engineer servicing scanning electron microscopes with Hitachi High Technologies America, it was back then that I had no idea what a scanning electron microscope was. But from my first day on the job, I remember driving back from Pleasanton, California on Highway 680. And I said to myself, I said, I want to be able to introduce this to students. This was in 2001. 15 years later, unbeknownst to me, at Lamb Research, when we had our first CUBU technology tour, I'm standing behind a podium, and I know it was the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit of God, that reminded me of what my desire was then. Mm. A dream became a reality to be able to introduce these young people to something that they had never been exposed to before. A lot of us here in the Valley who are in tech or not in tech have no idea what is right here in our backyards, the Silicon Valley. We go about our days, you know, about doing our business and so forth, and the technology that we hold in our hands in the way of our cell phones, our laptops, the televisions, the cars, everything has to do with microelectronics and scanning electron microscopes, wafers, integrated circuits that come from wafers. And so being able to develop this program is really a dream come true with the 100 Black Men of Silicon Valley. A lot of our brothers, go ahead, Carl.
No. Go ahead, Albert.
Okay. A lot of our brothers are in the tech sector, in the education sector, transportation sector. And so being able to develop this program and get maximum exposure to our youth of color is very important. In 2016, we were able to bring youth from Antioch, Oakland, Richmond, at South San Jose for our very first CUBU technology tour. We had a young man at the end of the program. We were taking students' testimonials, a young brother from Oakland. He had to be about 6'5". His hair was locked up. A handsome young man. If you saw him out on the street, you know, you may think otherwise. But the truth of the matter is, he said, I was always told that blacks were too stupid to be involved in technology. And he says, today I learned different. That testimony really cut me to the quick of my heart. because I wondered, like, well, who told you that?
Mm-hmm.
Was it a family member, a teacher, or were you sitting in front of a video game?
Mm.
And all of a sudden you're admiring the graphics and how all this takes place. You're holding a controller in your hand with no wires attached.
Mm.
But you're commanding everything that's taking place on the set. I wonder if, you know, the thought came to him there.
Well, you know,
Carl, I'm sorry.
But no, that's one of the huge things I want to get, you know, before our first half is over. We want to have those who are in positions to where others could see them and be inspired. Is your phone number, email, or a website, or whatever you want to do, connect with people? Can you give that information out, Albert?
Yeah, sure can. Gladly. They can email me at albert.wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, at LAM, L-A-M, research, one word, lamresearch.com. Telephone number is 408-464-4350.
You know, the thing that we're trying to share with those who are listening is that there are many wonderful, talented kids in all communities. And we just talking about the African-American community that don't necessarily connect with the opportunities and be innovative. And that's really what diversity and inclusion is. And on the second half, we're going to talk way more about that, Albert. And we're going to talk about some very, very important things. And one of them I'm going to share with you about, we want to hear about some of your inventions, Albert. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Join the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and watch your business grow. Participate in mixers, webinars, and training workshops to help start, finance, and grow your business, all with the help of the Chamber's certified Small Business Development Center's consultants for free. That's right. Sign up for one-on-one help from a certified Small Business Development Expert Advisor for free. Call 408-288-8806 or visit blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com.
And now back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
I know young people look, well, I'm a young person. No, no. You lead somebody. We want to make sure that that's a message that we really ingrain in our youth, because here in Silicon Valley, there's some very interesting dynamics you have to deal with if you're here in Silicon Valley. One, if you're an African American, you know, many times you'll get into environments where you're the only one in that room that looks like you. And yet at the end of the day, diversity and inclusion is bringing out all that's in you to the problem or whatever somebody's trying to solve. People want you to be you. They want you to think the way you think. And so it's very important that our kids get empowered to be that, even when they're in class or they don't take a certain subject, because they'll go to classes and they'll say, well, I don't want to take that subject because I'm the only one in there. You have to go in there and get that information. Those who think and get mad at technology that are going to replace certain jobs have to understand that over time in history, it's always been like that. If you had a horse and buggy and you had a business, you know, shoeing horses and all that, and here comes a car, you know, it isn't like, oh, we're going to put all these people out of business, but it's going to create so many other jobs that the automotive industry created. So we got to get our kids in the mindset of learning how to learn and being able to switch when it comes time for a new opportunity, because you and I know, Albert, many of the jobs of the future have not even been defined today.
That is true. That is so true. And one of the things that Synergy, as a member of the 100 Black Men of Silicon Valley, mentoring at Brunel Intermediate in San Jose, San Teresa High School, I usually will charge our youth with the word ingenuity.
Mm-hmm.
And we break it down, we define it. First of all, I want to know what they think the word means. And then I'll actually have one of the students look it up on their phones. And so they'll read out ingenuity, and then we'll write it down. We'll write 5 points from ingenuity on the board, and we'll define those. And I want them to get this in their spirit, because just like Mark Zuckerberg, he had an idea, and he took that idea, and now he's a billionaire. I encouraged him. I said, it's not just enough to go to college and come out as an employee. You want to come out as an employer. Mm-hmm. So there's a billion-dollar idea also on the inside of you. As an inventor over at Lam Research, and in fact, prior to getting to Lam Research, the many jobs I've had in the tech field here in the Valley, I've always invented something to make the process much easier. My patent attorney, he calls me a serial inventor. I began inventing things on paper, and then I started taking them to paintbrush, and my director over at Lam Research saw the creativity. And so Lam Research paid for me to go to classes with a company called Design Visionaries. It's a minority-owned business. Steve Samuel is the CEO, founder, and the president. And I worked with him and his team and learned how to design in 3D CAD using Siemens NX. Mm. As I worked with Steve, after our sessions, he said to me, he said, Albert, you would be the perfect guy to help me with my nonprofit called U.S. Tech. U.S. Tech trains veterans how to use this high-tech 3D CAD so that they can gain the technical skill sets to go into tech companies as a design engineer. Mm. And it is amazing. Mm. It is amazing progress and process. Working with Steve, the Lord gave to me what's called intern to learn and earn. Mm-hmm. And so not only are we putting this before the veterans, now we're developing a program in cooperation with local leaders, the 100, the Hispanic Foundation of Silicon Valley. We're putting together a program to become a pipeline for vocational technical training. I was speaking with the Hispanic Foundation of Silicon Valley's director, and she says, wait a minute, this makes no sense to me. Mm-hmm. You're calling this high-tech skill vocational training. Mm-hmm. She says, when I think about vocational training, I'm thinking about an electrician, a plumber, a carpenter, something along those lines. I say, yes, it is a total paradigm shift. It's a total paradigm shift. We are in the Silicon Valley, mm-hmm. and so we have to prepare our students, especially our students of color, to be able to afford a prosperous life here in the Valley.
Can I chime in on that? Because I want to say something about getting people ready for what artificial intelligence is going to do. We all know autonomous driving vehicles. Or it's just right over the horizon. So everybody who's driving Uber and Lyft right now and they're enjoying themselves and it's a great vocation and it's wonderful. It helps people out. I love it. But you had better get ready in a couple of years to do something else because they're going to have autonomous driving cars.
And with autonomous driving cars, Carl, mm-hmm. they're going to need human repair persons.
There you go. Industries that are created by that.
It's going to require an army. Exactly. Yes. It's going to require an army.
Yeah.
It's going to require an army to invent and troubleshoot, to perform preventive maintenance on the army of robots that do the repairs on the autonomous vehicles.
Where you're going, Albert, is exactly where I wanted to go because those who think and get mad at technology that are going to replace certain jobs have to understand that over time in history, it's always been like that. If you had a horse and buggy and you had a business, you know, shoeing horses and all that, and here comes a car, you know, it isn't like, oh, we're going to put all these people out of business, but it's going to create so many other jobs that the automotive industry created. So we got to get our kids in the mindset of learning how to learn and being able to switch when it comes time for a new opportunity, because you and I know, Albert, many of the jobs of the future have not even been defined today.
That is true. That is so true. And one of the things that the synergy between what I'm doing over at Lamb Research and Lamb's business profile, our CEO, Tim Archer, he said that the demographics of Lamb Research, the African-American is at 2.1%, and we have to do something about that. Mm-hmm. And that was beautiful. It brought tears to my eyes. And so Lamb set forth and partnered with an association called the GEM Consortium. Mm-hmm. The GEM Consortium has been around for 42 years. It takes the cream of the crop in the nation, African-American, Latino, and Native Americans, those who are working on their master's degree and their doctorate's degree in physical sciences and so forth. And they set forth to give them internships at tech companies and companies around the world. I had never heard of the GEM Consortium, and so a lot of people haven't. But I've become partners with them. The GEM Consortium, I'm sitting in Lamb Research, brought on 12 African-American, Latino, and Native American interns this past summer for the first time. And I'm sitting around with these youth, the president of Lamb Research, Tim Archer, the vice president of Lamb Research, Rick Gottschall, the vice president of HR, are all sitting around with these youth, the CEO of the GEM Consortium and the executive director of the GEM Consortium flew in for the first time to meet these 12 students. And we're all sitting around in this conference room. And I begin to share with the students. I said, you have no idea how unprecedented this is to be sitting in a Fortune $500 company across from the CEO, the vice president, and the vice president of human resources. Mm-hmm. I said, you have no idea. I said, let me tell you something. I said, and I shared that story with them where our president stood up in the all-employee meeting. And he said that the demographics of African-Americans at Lamb Research is 2.1%, and we've got to do something about that. I said, you all are the manifestation of this man's words. I said, not only that, I'm looking at awe and wonder at you 11 individuals, because I work with community partners, and we work with K through 12, community college level. And we're trying to get these children where you are.
Albert, man, I know you do some very important things in the community. Can you share with us very quickly about some of the events you got coming up that are very important?
Thanks, Carl. One of the events that we have coming up on October 10th, 2019, in celebration of National Hispanic Heritage Month, we have partnered with Tesla Automotive, who wants to duplicate both our class outreach program and our CUBU technology tours. The class outreach stands for the Community of Latinos and African American for Student Success. So the African Americans and the Latinos at Lamb Research have joined forces and now have joined tech forces with Tesla. Tesla's African American and Latino professional organizations are joining forces to form a class outreach also, so that we can have a greater impact on both of our underserved communities. The ideal is to get a class outreach in every tech company in the Bay Area, and not just tech, Carl. Class outreach where the two professional employee resource groups combine their forces to have a greater impact on bringing youth in to give them an ideal, the CUBU technology tour exposure.
Well, Albert, man, we're out of time, Albert, but it's been a wonderful interview. You know, we're going to invite you back, and this has just been a wealth of information. You're listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected, Silicon Valley Business Connections.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.